gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 1st, 2017. Welcome to Day 316. Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about conversations he had with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the presidential transition last December. The New York Times says Flynn is the fourth Trump associate to be charged in Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. ABC News and CNN are reporting that Flynn promised full cooperation with Mueller's investigation and is prepared to testify that Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. The FBI said Flynn communicated with Sergei Kislyak, then Russian ambassador to the U.S., after being asked by a senior Trump transition official to find out where foreign governments stood on an upcoming U.N. Security Council resolution about Israel. The FBI did not name the officials. The Washington Post and CNN say Jared Kushner was the very senior Trump official who directed Mike Flynn to contact the Russian ambassador, as well as several other foreign governments. Abby Lowell, Kushner's attorney, declined to comment. Trump lobbied several Senate Republicans over the summer to wrap up the Russia investigation. The New York Times and Newsweek say the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, said Trump made a request, quote, something along the lines of, I hope you can conclude this as quickly as possible, end quote. Trump also approached Senator Roy Blunt, who sits on the committee, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell with requests to end the investigations. Trump has now asked at least seven officials in both houses of Congress and the Department of Justice to end the multiple investigations. The White House said Trump, quote, at no point has attempted to apply undue influence on committee members, end quote. Senate Republicans say they have the votes needed to pass their tax bill. The Washington Post, Politico, and the New York Times report that holdouts Steve Daines, Ron Johnson, Jeff Flake, and Susan Collins have all said they will support the bill. Quote, we have the votes, Mitch McConnell told reporters after meeting with his caucus. The LA Times and Bloomberg are reporting that the Treasury's Inspector General is investigating whether Steve Mnuchin hid an analysis of the Republican tax bill, or if the Treasury Department even did one. Mnuchin has said economic growth from the bill's large tax cuts would offset lost revenue and indicated his department would produce an analysis proving it. No report has been released. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says Republicans plan to cut spending on Social Security and Medicare after tax reform. Paul Ryan said he wants Republicans to focus on reducing spending on government programs. And last month, Trump said welfare reform will, quote, take place right after taxes, very soon, very shortly after taxes, end quote. Marco Rubio said this week, you have to bring spending under control, adding that the driver of our debt is the structure of Social Security and Medicare for future beneficiaries. During the presidential campaign, Trump vowed that there would be no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. Donald Trump said a government shutdown could be good for him politically if Congress doesn't pass a short-term spending bill by the December 8th deadline. The Washington Post says Trump wants to blame Democrats and use the shutdown to get money for his border wall. The New York Times says Rex Tillerson called reports that the White House wants him to resign laughable. Trump called the reports that he's planning to fire Tillerson fake news and said, quote, I call the final shots, end quote. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.